Classification for ecofacts is a little different than for other classes of artifacts. Remember that the classification of artifacts like stone, tools, and pottery depends on attributes like shape and color and raw material. With plant and animal remains, classification is typically based on scientific nomenclature. This type of analysis is usually done by specialists. Archaeobotany, also referred to as paleoethnobotany, is the study of plant remains from archaeological sites. Zooarchaeology, also referred to as archaeozoology, is the study of animal remains. The reason this type of work is usually conducted by specialists is that it is very difficult. When we find animal bones on archaeological sites, they are usually broken into very small pieces. They are also very mixed up. People don't typically deposit the remains of specific animals in different places. It would make our life a whole lot easier if they did, but this is essentially garbage, and it all gets mixed up together. Zooarchaeologists need to be able to look at a small fragment of bone and say not only what animal it's from, but also what bone it is, what side it is from, etc. This takes a lot of practice and specialized knowledge. The same is true for archaeobotanists.